الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا ومولانا محمد صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. وعن علي رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن في الجنة غرفا ترى ظهورها من بطونها وبطونها من ظهورها. فقام أعرابي فقال: لمن هي يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم؟ فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: لمن أطاب الكلام وأطعم الطعام وأدام الصيام وصلى بالليل والناس نيام، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. All praises for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, sustainer and nourisher, the most beneficent, the most merciful, Lord and King and owner of the day of Qiyamah. Allah alone do we worship, and from Allah alone do we seek help. O Allah, save us from the evil of our souls and the evil consequences of our actions. For verily, whomsoever Allah guides, none can mislead, and whomsoever Allah misleads, none can guide. We send salat and salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his companions, and those that will follow them till the day of Qiyamah. Mawlaya salli wa sallim da'iman abada ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihimi. I've recited a hadith of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as narrated by Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was the fourth Khalifa of Islam, and he was also the son-in-law of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was also the cousin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once someone tried to mock Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentioned a very beautiful poem. I won't mention the whole poem, there's no time. But he mentioned, Muhammadun innabiyyu akhi wa sihri, wa hamzatu sayyidu shuhada'i ammi, وجعفر الذي يطير مع الملائكة ابن أمي، سبقتكم إلى الإسلام طرا قديما ما بلغت أوان حلمي. It's a long poem, and he says that محمد النبي أخي وصهري. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is my brother, I am from his family, and he's also my father-in-law. And سيد الشهداء سيدنا حمزة رضي الله تعالى عنه, he is my uncle. And Sayyidina Ja'far al-Tayyar, who is flying around currently in Jannah with the angels and with the Malaika, he is my brother. I accepted Islam before all of you. He was the first youngster to accept Islam. And at that time, he says that I had not even reached my bulugh, I had not even become baligh, and I had accepted Islam. The Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he mentions a hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which I would like to share with you today. He says that once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting in a gathering, and he said that inna fil jannati ghurafan tura zuhuruha min butuniha, that in Jannah there are such rooms, there are such palaces, there are such mansions, there are such homes, that you can see outside when you are sitting inside, and when you are outside you can look inside. In other words, these houses and these palaces, they will be see-through. So an Arabi, a Bedouin, he stood up and he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for whom are these houses? لِمَنْ هِيَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then mentioned that if a person has four qualities, then he will get these palaces and mansions in Jannah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, هِيَ لِمَنْ أَطَابَ الْكَلَامَ, it is for those people whose speech is pure. وَأَطْعَمَ الطَّعَامَ, and they have the habit of feeding people food. وَأَدَامَ الصِّيَامَ, and they constantly fast. وصلى بالليل والناس نيام. And they perform salah at night when people are sleeping. In other words, tahajjud salah. The first quality Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, لِمَنْ أَطَابَ الْكَلَامَ, that person whose speech is pure. This is something that is very, very important in our days. The ulama mention that for طِيبُ الْكَلَامَ, for pure speech, there are different qualities that if a person has these in his speech, then it will mean that his speech is pure. Can't mention all, but I'll mention a few. The ulama mentioned it is like a curry, like a tarkari. Everybody is hungry now. In the tarkari, you put different masalas, different spices. And those spices then make that food tasty. Similarly, for pure speech, there's different ingredients that are needed for a person's speech to be pure. One of them is that a person must speak the truth. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us, alaykum bis-sidq, that hold firm onto truthfulness. Why? Because truthfulness will save you from many, many evils and many, many problems. And if you lie, then it will cause you a lot of problems. So the first quality is to be truthful. There's many, many incidents in history that when a person spoke the truth, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved him from many, many calamities and problems. One such incident as mentioned in our Fadhali Amal, it is mentioned of the story of Sayyidina Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala. Sayyidina Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, at the time of the Battle of Tabuk, he could not go out and join Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Tabuk. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam searched for him in Tabuk also, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not find him there. When he came back, when Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came back, then the munafiqeen, the hypocrites, who did not join Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this battle, they came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they gave their excuses. That I didn't come for this reason, and it was all lies. I didn't come for this reason, I didn't come for that reason. Sayyidina Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that when I saw these munafiqeen, then I also didn't think, but there was this idea that maybe I must also give my excuse, but then he realized that I'd rather go and speak the truth. So he went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the truth, that this is the reason I could not come. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got the Muslimin to boycott Sayyidina Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu and another two Sahaba for 30 days. Then he increased it for 40 days. And Sayyidina Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thereafter revealed verses forgiving Sayyidina Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu in the Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us how severe it is. وَعَلَى الثَّلَاثَةِ الَّذِينَ خُلِّفُوا حَتَّى إِذَا ضَاقَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَرْضُ بِمَا رَحُبَتْ. The earth became tight for them. وَظَنُّوا أَلَّا مَلْجَأَ مِنَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا إِلَيْهِ ثُمَّ تَابَ عَلَيْهِمْ لِيَتُوبُوا. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave them, and they made tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first thing that we are encouraged is that we should speak the truth. This will mean now that our speech is pure. After that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. Fear Allah and be with those that are truthful. The second quality, that if you have it in our speech, then it will mean that our speech is pure, is that a person should not speak with an intention to spread bad thoughts about others or evil thoughts, so the person can put in some doubtful statement, say something in such a manner that will create doubt in the next person's mind. This should not be the way of a person's speech. In the story of Sayyidatuna Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, when the munafiqeen accused Sayyidatuna Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha of an evil act, na'udhu billah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the verses of the Quran to show that Sayyidatuna Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha is free from this accusation. At that time, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke to his wives also, the ummahatul mu'mineen. He spoke to Sayyidatuna Zaidam bint Jahash radiallahu ta'ala anha. She was also from the ummahatul mu'mineen. She was a co-wife of Sayyidatina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked her, what do you have to say about Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha? This was a great chance for her now to say something that can put some doubt, na'udhu billah, in the mind of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so she can become closer. So that she become closer to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But she says that, wallahi ahmi sam'i wa basari, that, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will protect my ears end my eyes from saying something against Sayyidatina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. And thereafter, what did she say? Wallahi ma alimtu fiha illa khaira. That I do not know anything about Sayyidatina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha except good. That she is a very, very good person. So this is a lesson for us also. Sometimes, you know, someone comes and asks you, you know, this person, you have heard about this, about him. What do you say? They say, it is a good chance now for me to put my 5 cents inside there to make it sound a little bit more exciting, you know. That's what happens in society. But this is something that you should abstain from. The same Sayyidina Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in the battle of Tabuk, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he reached Tabuk, he asked about Sayyidina Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So one person stood up, you know, some people are very hasty in this speech. So he stood up and he says, "Ma mana'ahu illa libasuhu. La hawla wa la quwwata illa." Oh, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his clothes and his wealth stopped him from coming to Tabuk. Sayyidina Mu'az ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he heard this and he stood up and he said, "Oh, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this is not true. Ma alimtu fihi illa khaira. I do not know anything except good in Sayyidina Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala." So at that time also, he didn't say something that will bring Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam close to him, but he said something that will take Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's doubts away. So this is something, that, a lesson for us also, that when we speak, then we should not speak in such a way that we create doubts about others in the minds of people. And the third quality that I want to mention, there's many other qualities, for our speech to be pure, is that we should speak in an appropriate and soft manner. فَقُولَ لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and Sayyidina Harun alayhi salatu wasalam to go to Fir'aun, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told them, قُولَ لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا. Speak to him in a soft and appropriate manner. Once Ma'mun al-Rashid was from the Khulafa of the Abbasiyin, someone came to him and gave him advice. And شَدَّدَ عَلَيْهِ, gave him very severe advice. So Ma'mun al-Rashid told him that, "Look, my friend, you gave me your advice. Now listen to one thing from my side also." So he said, "Yes, okay, Khalifa, what do you say?" So he says that, "I am not worse than Fir'aun. I am not worse than Fir'aun. And you are not better than Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded them to speak in an appropriate manner, then you also should speak to me in an appropriate manner. This is my advice for you." So when a person speaks, then a person should speak in an appropriate manner. There's something on the side, you know, like with the food, you have the achar. This is the achar on the side. The ulama say that a person must learn how to speak, he must learn how to hear also. تَتَعَلَّمْ حُسْنَ الْإِسْتِمَاعِ كَمَا تَتَعَلَّمْ حُسْنَ الْكَلَامِ. Sayyidina Ata ibn Rabah rahimahullah used to say that a person must listen or must learn how to listen also, just like how he learns how to speak. So he says that many, many a times a person comes to me, a youngster, he comes to me and tells me something that I heard before he was born also. I heard before he was born also. But I listened to it in such a way that this is the first time I'm listening to what you are saying. So this is something also that we must learn. That sometimes the youngsters come to us, sometimes our children come to us, and they want to tell us something and we cut them off. They say, "But we heard the story already." Now you give them some encouragement, listen to the story, and we tell them that, "Oh, mashallah, what a lovely, beautiful thing that you are telling me." This will encourage them also. So this is also one of the qualities that a person needs to have, that it will make it tibul kalam. One is truthfulness. The second is that you speak in such a manner that you do not create doubts. And the third one is that you speak in an appropriate manner. This is for tibul kalam. The three other qualities that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, there is no time to discuss it now. Maybe some other time, inshallah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us, at'am at-ta'am. If you give cooked food, you give uncooked food, you give cash with the intention of feeding someone, you'll get the sawab of this also. Wa adam as-siyam, and you fast constantly. It is very easy. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us fast on a Monday and a Thursday, or you fast the 3 days of the month. That also will constitute as fasting continuously. And wasalla bil layl wa nasu niyam, and a person performs salah at night when people are sleeping, he will get the see-through houses in Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Say jazakumullah khairan to Qari Muhsin Sabir Sahib for those beautiful, concise advices, very pertinent and important from the Mubarak teachings of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whose every word was worthy of obedience and emulation. And in regard to this, inshallah, on Tuesday night after the Maghrib Salah, there will be a program, Sirat of our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sirat Jalsa, on Tuesday night after the Maghrib Salah, inshallah. Reminder once again, we have this great opportunity on a weekly basis to contribute to the house of Allah Ta'ala, to the madrasa. Whatever good will emanate therefrom. Any person comes, performs salah, reads tasbih, makes tawbah, whatever good there may be, a child learning Quran, we give it with the right niyyah and intention towards the house of Allah Ta'ala and the madrasa, inshallah. We'll have a share in all of these rewards, inshallah. Let us donate as generously as possible in the collection that will take place after the Jummah Salah. After the Salah, Sunnahs after Salah, there will be a nikah taking place, inshallah.
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال تعالى ولتكن منكم أمة يدعون إلى الخير ويأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر وأولئك هم المفلحون وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من رأى منكم منكرا فليغيره بيده فإن لم يستطع فبلسانه فإن لم يستطع فبقلبه وذلك أضعف الإيمان أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم خذ العفو وأمر بالعرف وأعرض عن الجاهلين بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات وذكر الحكيم إنه تعالى جواد كريم ملك بر رؤوف رحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر وأصدقهم حياء عثمان وأقضاهم علي رضوان الله تعالى عليهم وعن الصحابة أجمعين ورضى اللهم عن أئمة المجتهدين ومقلديهم والسادات الصوفية المحققين وعنا معهم بعفوك وكرمك يا ذا الجود والكرم اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا وما أنت أعلم به منا أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون أقيموا الصلاة Let us fill in the safs, ensure that there's no gaps left between, inshallah.
Allah, Shalallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا ضالين هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة
عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله الله أكبر استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ربنا أتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين وفك أسرانا وأسر المسلمين ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا واغفر لنا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين